John Alden was a direct descendant of the Pilgrim Father celebrated by Longfellow. I met him in the summer of 1960 when a bellhop at the Woodstock Inn. John was in management, a bright, ambitious Massachusetts transplant, crew-cut and good-looking. We hit it off, though his far-right politics were the opposite of mine. And did he love politics? Reading the congressional record, seeming to know every congressman and senator's voting record? John soon got involved in politics and rose rapidly in the ranks of the Vermont Young Republicans. He was elected to the Vermont House from Woodstock, and in 1974, Windsor County sent him to the Senate, where his politics changed markedly. In the Senate, John did a complete about-face, from conservative Republican to liberal Democrat. He took on people issues and became an influential lawmaker. I watched this happen close up as a Rutland Herald reporter. In 1976, John ran for lieutenant governor, and in the general election, he faced veteran Bennington County Senator T. Gary Buckley, a tough, good-natured lawyer and World War II bomber pilot. Alden was leading, but he wasn't perfect, and he had a major weakness for playing the horses. We'd been to the track. And in the midst of the campaign, a high-placed Republican tipped me that John was being investigated in a matter involving premiums of his insurance clients. I confronted John, then wrote the story. John's lead began to shrink, and on election day, due to a third-party candidate, neither he nor Buckley surpassed the 50% of the vote required by the Vermont Constitution. On June 6, 1977, the election went to the legislature. That morning, John sat at the lieutenant governor's desk in the first floor southwest corner State House office, expecting it to be his, since he'd gotten 1,000 more votes than Buckley. I was with him that chill, sunny morning, and while legislators voted upstairs in the House of Representatives, we talked baseball. Then I heard a commotion in the hall, went out, and saw Reed Payne, State House Sergeant-at-Arms, descend the stairs. When he saw me, Payne, a Democrat, shook his head. I walked back into the office and did the same. John slumped in his chair as if deflated. Then he rose slowly and walked out. After that, his life was all downhill. 2 years later, at 47, he died in an automobile accident in Florida, where he'd reluctantly gone to live. Just days before, he'd told me by phone that he hoped soon to return to Vermont. To come home. How I wish he had.